Well, it wasn't quite that. I mean, like, it's a little bit more after that, but we win. 6 seconds after that, but we win. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. Thank you, Big Fatty, for... I got a call from Big Fatty right after the game telling me to get my ass out on the balcony and record a balcony boo, because that was not on my mind, kids. Wow. It was crazy.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode... What the fuck does that say? Episode 1338 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2013. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Hi, little show. Y'all, I'm going to talk to you about some quiz programs, and we've got voice letters. Yes? Hello, poops. It is Fall Guy. Hi, everyone. I hope your hop day is going well. Y'all, your poops today. Yes, Big Fatty. Why are we poops? I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of it. Get off your ass and do some little shows. All of you old poops out there that hadn't done one in a while, and I'm looking at you, George, in Atlanta. Get off your ass and get on that balcony again. Don't make me call you. Big Ready, were you going to pull this podcast over? Yes, I am. So, anyway, and y'all, the gay country boy, that is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, he's, I've told about my butthole getting all, scabbed over, but I'm going to write about it rather than do a little show. And y'all, no, we need to hear about the gay country boys, big fatty his butt. And so, yes, and y'all, there's several others, and y'all, and listeners, you know, like that Puff Freddy over there in Austin, Texas, and you know, like that Patrick Plain up there in the New York, and that John Kobach up there, too, y'all, we hadn't heard from him in a month of Sundays, and y'all, just because it is March, that does not mean that B.W. Valentine can't give us a call. I would say that Melissa the Confused is on my list, but y'all have got a card here from her that I'm going to be opening on a Friday, because y'all, we're all getting ready to do our little jig this weekend. So anyway, Big Fatty, what in the hell are you talking about? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I do want to talk to you about... a couple of, they're not quiz programs, y'all. I wonder, should I have some different kind of music if I'm just talking about things on the TV machine rather than quiz programs? Big Fatty, what about this? I just made this up. Tell me what you think of it. How's your hole, Big Fatty? How's your hole, Big? What does that have to do with TV machine? Nothing! Big Fatty, I like this much better than what I was singing. So, y'all, are you watching the Dallas? Because Big Fatty's been getting caught up on it. And, y'all, I've got two episodes, including the one that was recorded on Monday night. And, y'all, JR's dead. He's dead. I don't know how they killed him off on the show, but, y'all, he's dead in real life. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they do that. Y'all, also... I was watching the Saturday Night Live it's been for the past couple of weeks, and y'all, you know that Don Pardo. I don't know if the Von's yo has ever worked with the Don Pardo or not. Don Pardo, y'all, he's the announcer on the Saturday Night Live, and y'all, he hadn't been there the past couple of weeks, and I don't know what's up with that. I went and checked, he doesn't appear to be dead, speaking of the Vons, yo, you know, I know she has talked about it on her little show from out there in Walnut Hills, the Psycho House, when she, you know, it's fallen into disrepair, not unlike the mansion out there in Walnut Hills. But anyway, y'all, the psycho was about the Bates Motel. And, y'all, there's a new TV machine program coming on called Bates Motel. Big Freddy, what a clever name! And, y'all, it premieres is coming Monday night on the A&E network. And I'm just going to read this to you because I know the Hat M loves for me to read about TV programs that are not being shown in Mexico. Yes, Big Freddy, he loves it. If you've been wondering how Psycho's Norman Bates became a... What does that say? A matricidal cross-dressing monster. Oh, gosh, y'all, I got something in my eye. Be ready! Then you might want to check into the new Bates Motel, the upcoming prequel to the Alfred Hitchcock classic 1960 thriller from producers Carlton Cuse of Lost and Carrie Errands of the Friday Night Lights. Now, y'all, that's two reasons right there to watch it, because both of them were good shows. The pair gives us a peek behind the motel doors. So, anyway, so y'all, you might want to check that out. It comes on at 10 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. On the A&E network. Big Freddy, that just sounds lovely, almost as lovely as this music. I see y'all, Old Spot, excuse me, Old Spot and Crazy's been busy. People been sending things in like that. Peter G, has a picture of Big Fatty with some sort of, I don't know who that is. It says, as tensions mount in North Korea, Kim Jong Fatty inspects a pork processing plant. Can the international crisis be solved by sending in shipments of bacon? Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, Big Fatty looks pretty fat in that picture. Y'all, then R.T. Crozer from down there in the future, y'all, he has spotted Big Fatty. In the toy department, y'all, it is make your own hand puppets. Big Freddy, that's vulgar. But y'all, it's for ages 4 and up. Big Freddy, thank goodness. And y'all, Steven the Uck, he spotted Big Freddy with the skitters. Big Freddy, don't you mean the shitters? Big Freddy, that's vulgar.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle McNoodle.
Hi,
you're looking hot today.
Thank you.
This is Scott, Sater69 on the Twitters, host of the Sater Sphere podcast. I'm just calling to let you know that, well, hockey season isn't over yet. You see, we did have the lockout, so we only have half a season. So instead of 84 games, we're having 48 games. And, well, we kind of reached just the halfway mark this weekend. So there's, I'm sorry to say this, about 2 more months of hockey to go still. So suck it. Go Sharks. Love you. Mean it. This is a Sater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Big Fatty, who gives a puck? Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, that is the Seda 69, and y'all, I tell you what, y'all, hockey, yeah, okay. Yes, Big Fatty, just unsubscribe, and that's the easiest way not to have to listen to that. Yeah, Gussie.
Hey, Big Fatty. My name is Benita. I'm a longtime lurker, and I've been meaning to call.
Big Fatty, why'd you hang up on it? I didn't. Benita, what? Evidently something went wrong on the cellular telephonic device, but, Benita, thank you so much for calling, and I do hope you'll call back and chat with Big Fatty a little bit more than about 8 seconds, because, you know, you're allowed to chitter-chat all you want, but that's just lovely that y'all, a long-time lurker, decided to call. You know, we could use some of those some scoundrels that have been listening, not just lurking, but listening, could call up every now and then too. Big Fatty, you're just giving out verbal spankings today, aren't you? Yes.
Hi, Big Fatty. I've got a question, and I'll wait.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, even though he did not identify himself, y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from San Francisco. So nice they named it twice. And y'all, it is Calvin from Howdy Do Pancakes.
So, I feel a little foolish saying this, as I feel that as a dedicated and devoted listener of all things horrifying, that being the PFO, I should know the answer to this, but I don't. What is the weather rat? What the hell is it? Oh, question number two. Does Poodle also wear sweaters like the skull? Thanks,
for bad. Calvin, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And these are two excellent questions. Excellent questions. And first of all, Calvin, I would like to defer my answer about the weather to Benita, but evidently she's having testicle problems, so I'll answer for her. And... Calvin, the weather rat is the meteorologist, chief meteorologist here in the Charleston area on the local CBS affiliate. It's a WCSC, and y'all, you can go over and see him. And y'all, he's just nutsy, it's kind of like a little rat. And second of all, about the sweater. Big Fatty, I can answer that. I love a themed sweater, but none of mine are as nice as the skulls. Y'all, I just want to close out today's little show on kind of a not really a serious note, but just something to think about. And Calvin, since he called, he also posted a little something over at the BFO. By the way, y'all, remember the contest through May Day starts today. So post over there, and Miss Bacon's going to give somebody $1,000. Big Freddy, it's not $1,000. But y'all, he posted over at the BFO a few days ago. He says, "Dear Big Fatty and Poodle, I'm not sure why you guys seem so down on reading the censor, but I very much enjoy them. I have to admit, I've been feeling so much older these days, and your reference to how young someone was in the census made me feel a bit younger, too. Thanks, and I hope you're having a happy weekend." Now, y'all, a couple of folks, this topic has been discussed on several little shows here lately, and not the sensei, but, you know, the only reason that I worry about the sensei, y'all, is because we took the census back in July, and we're still reading responses. And remember, whenever you hear Miss Kim Beaver's census, y'all, that'll be the last one. So, anyway, but Calvin was saying that he's been feeling old and kind of down in the dumps about it and all. And y'all, I asked Calvin, I said, how old are you? And y'all, I don't think I'm breaking a confidence here, but he's in his early 30s. And y'all, that's, I will tell you, in the life of this homosexual, big fatty, speak for yourself. Y'all, early 30s were a tough time for big fatty also. And y'all, you're at that stage where you sort of put in a little time and you think you, you know, you've kind of paid some of your dues, but y'all, you're not done paying your dues yet. Let me just tell you. And, you kind of wanting people to give you a little attention and realize that you've got something to offer. And many times, this happens and all, but, also, you know, there was an old saying that, 30 was gay death. It was gay death. And y'all, that's just a hunk of horse hockey. Big fatty hunk of horse hockey. And, it's just, you know, you can't change anything about that. I saw that, that J.C. Marple, who used to do the no wire hangers with Cabba, y'all, he went out to the Clinique store and bought him some face cream. And, you know, that big Ricky, he's always going to buy him face cream and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, I mean, and that's fine if that's something that makes you feel good and all like that. But, y'all, if you try to fight aging, you're not going to win, okay? If you try to avoid death, you're not going to win. Digger's going to eventually get you. And so, y'all, and if you're worried about what other people think, then just quit worrying about it, y'all. Be yourself. Be happy with yourself. Be young. I am 56 years old. I am 56 years old, and I'm damn proud of it. And I struggled in my early 30s, and I loved my I hated when I turned 40 because everything started going, my body started falling apart. Big fatty boy, I remember that far back. But y'all, then 41, it was the best birthday I ever had. And y'all, my 40s were great, and my 50s have been fantastic. And y'all, you've got to enjoy your own life. Y'all, there are people that would say, "Big Fatty, you're too old to to be cavorting, gallivanting around the way you do." But y'all, I don't care. I don't care. I enjoy being me. And y'all, you need to enjoy being yourself. Now, if you want to sit around and feel like an old poop, then y'all, sit around and feel like an old poop, because that's what you enjoy doing. But y'all, just because you have reached a certain age doesn't mean that you have to conform. Big fatty, dear Gussie, you don't have to conform to somebody else's definition of age. And be happy with yourself. Go out and, you know, maybe you can't do all the things you did when you were a young whippersnapper, but y'all, you can, you know, life has many things to offer you, and don't sit around and you know, don't have a pity party. Don't have a pity party is all I gotta say. So anyway, I hope that helps Calvin and others that may be going through some of the same old thing. And quite frankly, George, what do you think of Big Fatty's advice?
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Oh, well, I'll take that as a compliment.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.